Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, you're well informed. There was a historic ruling yesterday by the Supreme Court ending affirmative action in the United States as it relates to colleges and universities. Joining us on the Quiver River Electric guest line is Bloomberg White House correspondent Jordan Fabian. Mr. Fabian, thanks for joining us here at KMOX in St. Louis.
Thanks for having me on.
Can you kind of talk us through some of the specifics of the ruling yesterday?
Sure. So the 6-3 majority, the conservative majority on the court, ruled that essentially that affirmative action policies at Harvard University and the University of North Carolina were unconstitutional because they violated the 14th Amendment Equal Protection Clause. And so the colleges and universities, they did it in such a way that it effectively knocked down two previous cases that basically gave precedence for universities and colleges to use race when considering admissions. Now they won't be able to. So admissions officers at schools across the country will have to come up with new criteria on how they plan to make up their student body.
But at the same time, they also had a ruling that said at military schools, you know, West Point, the Air Force Academy, you could continue to use affirmative action.
That's correct. There was an exemption. The Chief Justice, John Roberts, who wrote the opinion, left an exemption for military academies. And they're saying that they have different goals, different criteria that apply to them than other colleges and universities.
Yeah, it's a really interesting ruling, and the underlying case in Harvard I'm familiar with. It was brought by Asian Americans who claim they were discriminated against because of the affirmative action policies. Was that the same situation with the North Carolina case, or was there a different plaintiff involved there?
Yeah, there was a bit of a different kind. I know that there were certain complaints about athletes even getting admitted to and giving preferential admission to universities. So there are plaintiffs coming from different sides of this and claiming that these affirmative action policies were effectively violating their rights.
We know that several states in the country have done away with affirmative action for their enrollment policies, California probably being the most notable because of the size. Have we seen a diminution of African-American enrollment in states like California and other states that have done away with affirmative action criteria?
Yeah, I don't think I know enough about that to comment on it. But yeah, there's a lot of debate about what the effect of this is. Obviously, supporters of affirmative action say it will result in fewer racial minorities, black people, Hispanic people getting admitted to colleges, and then also then going on to different professions. We'll have to wait and see whether that comes true. There have been some colleges that are considering using different criteria that promote diversity, like socioeconomic background, the place where students live. And, of course, students are still free to mention their racial background in essays, in their application essays. So we'll have to see how the policy actually changes the outlook of college and university classes.
June is always Supreme Court ruling month, so we get these historic rulings and they seem to roll one after another. Today we're anticipating one on President Biden's loan forgiveness. This could play a role in the upcoming election. What are we hearing?
Certainly, the justices at the oral arguments did not seem predisposed to let this policy stand, this unilateral student loan relief that the President Biden put into place. So you can hear a lot of complaints. You expect to hear a lot of complaints from civil rights groups who not only having affirmative action struck down, then having the student loan relief that they argued for struck down by the court. And so there could be a lot of pressure from those groups on the Biden administration to take some sort of action to rectify it, maybe trying again through by using a different law. We'll have to see how the Biden administration responds. We do know that in the Dobbs decision last year, that struck down nationwide abortion rights, President Biden and Democrats really used that to harness Democratic voter anger to support their candidates at the polls. And one would expect they would try to do that again with young people, voters of color, who might be disappointed by these rulings.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the political implication of this and other Supreme Court rulings. I want to thank our guest, Bloomberg White House correspondent Jordan Fabian. Thanks for your insight, sir. Have yourself a great weekend and a 4th of July.
My pleasure. You too. Happy 4th of July.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.